for your question, and indeed, I mean, a large part of my speech was indeed focused on this. I cannot then repeat what has already been said in terms of state responsibility, you know, to uphold their pledges, you know, when they signed the UN Charter and the Universal Declarations and so forth. There are major setbacks on the budget liquidity that they are affecting the whole UN system. It's not only related to ACHR. We are part of the system. We are part of the Secretariat, and we are affected by a situation related to lack of contribution by member states. I will not go into the names of those states, but in concrete facts is that some member states are not paying their dues, and this is affecting the whole system in their globality. There are indeed some contradiction in terms, because we are pushing for digitalizations, traveling less to pollute less, and being able to be present without moving. But nevertheless, we go back to draconian measures in being in person and so on. So that's, I think, is also an interim situation, which might change with the time. And as soon as we have additional information on the status of the financial liquidity of the UN, we will let you know. This is not only, as I said in my speech, not only affecting you as a committee, as experts, in fulfilling your mandates, but of course is also affecting us as a UN staff and working for the human rights and wanting to, as advocates, you know, for the promotion and protection of human rights and women's rights, you know. So that is a double jeopardy for us. We would like to do more. We would like to support you more in what you are doing, because we believe in what you are doing. And this is has been our choice in our life. But unfortunately, these are decisions that are not depending on any decision made by the SG, the Secretary General, and even less by the High Commissioner for Human Rights. We would like to do more, but with less, we cannot. It has to be clear. So the bottom line is, some of the constraints on the financial liquidity and the human resources that we are encountering will affect not only the digital aspects of your work, or our work, but also in the other deliverables, in terms of the number of states that we can review, and other tasks that we were adding on the mandated part of the committee. So we will see how far we can go, but it is clear that is not going to be business as usual. It's going to change, and not in the positive side. So that is not a very good news for you, but it's even less for us. So we are, as we used to say, all together in this, and let's see how we can face it and push it forward. As you know, one of the key elements in the working paper on the implementation of the chair decision was that you, as experts, you would also reach out to the member states and your state's representative to push for their commitments in having supported you to be part of the treaty body system, and upholding their obligations, you know, because when you are a member of a club, you need to pay your dues. And that's how the UN system works, with rules, regulations, and sometimes with fees. And this is affecting, and in addition to this, I mean, of course, I mean, there are also consideration in terms of peacekeeping operations that they are closing down, and this is are affecting indeed the whole system, working on peace and security, developments, of course, and, you know, one of the three pillars, the human rights, and that's unfortunately a great effect on us. Sorry.